Duke Energy officials say their computer models underestimated electricity demand as temperatures plummeted on the morning of Christmas Eve. Officials told state utility regulators Tuesday that those errors, along with malfunctioning plants and a lack of backup electricity for purchase, forced it to use rolling blackouts for the first time. WFAE's David Borax has more.
At 6 o'clock on Friday, December 23rd, Duke Energy's forecasts showed that it had plenty of electricity reserves to meet expected demand. But overnight, those models collapsed as temperatures fell and customers cranked up their heaters. It turned out that Duke's forecasts were off by 6% to 10% across North Carolina. That increased demand soon ran into decreased supply. Duke's reserves disappeared as power plants began malfunctioning, and electricity that Duke had contracted to buy from other power companies suddenly wasn't available. Duke's North Carolina president, Kendall Bowman, told regulators,
"Though our models take into account historical usage, similar weather, similar days and times, our forecasts for available resources on Saturday, December 24th, were about 10% below what we actually needed. The resources we were counting on to meet forecasted power load were also impacted by weather conditions."
Duke officials said many equipment problems were related to the frigid temperatures. Although no plants failed entirely, generating capacity was reduced at Duke's Dan River, Roxboro, Mayo, and Lincoln County plants. Duke lost about 10% of its generating capacity overnight. Officials plan to make up for the shortfalls by buying power from the grid in Virginia and other places, said Bowman.
"But in this case, the power that we purchased did not show up. At that time, we made the only decision that we could. For the first time in our company's history, we began rolling service disruptions."
Duke began notifying customers. Those who had signed up for text, telephone, or email alerts got word that way. Others found out through news reports. An automated system for planned outages was supposed to turn off the power and then restart it in 15 to 30 minutes. But that system also failed, and many didn't get power back for hours. Duke's North and South Carolina Chief Executive Julie Jansen apologized.
"We regret not being able to provide customers as much advance notice of the outages as we would have liked. And we acknowledge that the outages themselves lasted far longer than we expected."
Altogether, about 500,000 customers across the Carolinas lost power at some point Christmas Eve. Jansen said Duke is conducting an internal review and studying how other utilities responded.
"We own what happened. We have set out on a path to ensure that if we're faced with similar challenges, we will see a different outcome."
Duke officials faced a barrage of questions, many of them technical in nature, from the Utilities Commission's seven members. And this isn't the end of the inquiries. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission has announced its own investigation into the cold weather outages at Duke and other utilities nationwide. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.